The Gemara on the top of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph brings down a Maisa with Reb Chanina ben Daisa. Reb Chanina ben Daisa was a big tzaddik, and him and his wife were very, very poor. They were aniyim and avyanim, and one day his wife said to him that the emas nezel v'nitzar kuli hai. You know, how long is this going to go on for where we don't have any money? So he said, "Der my navid, what should I do?" So she said, "Ask daven talking to Shmarchu that we should have more money." So he davened talking to Shmarchu, and a hand came down in the Shemayim and gave them a. Chad kara the b'sur de dehava, gave him one leg of a golden table. So we got this nice piece of gold, a golden leg of a golden table, and from that they were able to be nisparnis. But before he used this gold that he got, he had a dream, and in his dream they showed him that all the tzaddikim are sitting there in Shemayim eating on a table that has three legs, but his table only had two legs. And he said to his wife, "Are you willing to have your table be missing in Olam Haba? You're going to be missing part of your schar. It's not right. It's not kedai to do this." So they decided they want to give it back. So what do? So Bai Rachmi, he davened again to Nishkalinu that it should be taken away, and they davened, and Kachava, they came in a Shemayim, and they took back this golden leg from the table. And the Gemara ends off, Tana Gadol Haya Nes Achin Yosem Narishin. The second Nes that the leg was taken back was greater than the first Nes. Why? The Gemiri, because we have a Kabbalah, Demei of Yahavi Mishkol Oshakli. We have a Kabbalah that in Shemayim they're willing to give. It's very easy for them to give you something in a Shemayim, but to take it back, that's a very big deal. And if he was able through his tefillah to cause the Yad to come down in the Shemayim to take the leg back, that is even a greater nes than the first nes. Adkan is the story in the Gemara. Now, Lachar, it's difficult to understand if it's not so hard to have Shemayim take something back and he needed to be mispalo and create a whole nes. Why was it necessary to do that? He didn't want to lose his schar by Olam Haba. Just take the leg of the table and be mafkir it. Take it and throw it out. Throw it into the Yam HaMalach and don't be nana from it. As long as he's not getting enough from it, then it's not going to take away from his schar from Olam Haba. Why was it necessary to actually return it and create this whole nes, which is Golem and Arishan? Why was it necessary to go through that tircha? And I think you can answer this Alpia Yosai Nifla from Rabbi Yosef Leiblach that tells Rosh Yeshiva that he writes in his Sefer Shuri Das, in the shtickle called Ki Kol B'Shamayim Uva'aretz. As Gemaldik Yosai, he says over there, which he really goes with throughout the Sefer, and understanding what Bechlal, the whole Indian of Olam Haba is. And he says, and we know there's a musig that we find when a person gets Hanah from this world, it could be Menachah from your Schar in Olam Haba. You take away from your Schar in Olam Haba, he brings the Maisa with the Shagas Aryeh when he became the Rav in Metz, and the Kehila sent him a lot of Matanis. So his wife was Bitzar, she was crying, and he asked her why she's crying, and she says that, "I'm afraid that because of this, these Matanis that I'm getting, it's going to take away from my Schar in Olam Haba." And he said to her, he says, "You think with these Havalim, these little things that they're giving us, that's anything compared to our Schar in Olam Haba?" But Lamaisa, she felt that it's going to take it away. So what's the pshat? How could it be that you have a piece of cake over here, you have a little bit of hana from something, it takes away your schar in Olam Haba? So he said, the Olam thinks that the pshat is that I'm getting a hana down here. Any hana that I get here is able to take away from somehow from the schar, which is owed to me in Olam Haba. But it's difficult to understand that because like the Shagas Aryeh Tainot, if you... the schar getting the schar Olam Haba is ruchni, it's nitzchias, and with a little piece of cake down here, it's not mistaba, that should be menaka from the schar. So what's the pshat? So Rabbi Yosef Leib was masber like this. He said that when we get a hana in Olam Haza, you get a geshmaka piece of cake and you eat it, it's not the pshat that this is something which that hana could take away, be menaka from your schar Olam Haba. But the pshat is that gufa is your schar Olam Haba. That is a shtik Olam Haba that came down here and was nizgashim, and you're actually eating your schar Olam Haba. So he said that, the Schar Olam Haba is ruchnius, it's nitzchias, it's something we can't be mishari, can't be matai, we have no idea what it is. It's something unbelievable. But that's when it's the Olam Ha'elyon in Olam Haba. But as it comes down from Olam to Olam, all the way down to the Olam HaTachton, to our low world, that Schar, which is really a davar ruchni, and something very lofty, is nisgashim. It becomes more and more megushim duk in every world until by the time it reaches us down here, it comes in the form of a plain old piece of cake. And when you eat that piece of cake, you're actually eating your schar Olam Haba, a davar which was unbelievable nitzchias and unbelievable madregas of ruchnias, now turned into a piece of cake. And that when you ate it, you ate your schar Olam Haba. If it would have remained in Olam Haba, you would have gone up there. It would be a davar that the we can't even be masik the galus of it. But when you eat it down here, it's nisgashim into the form of a piece of cake. And he proves this from a medrash, which is very, very similar to our Gemara, a very similar story. And I think, lefi that, you can be miyashiv pshat in the Gemara over here as well. When they got this leg down from the table, they got the golden leg from their table in Olam Haba, when they got that, it's not the pshat that they're giving him some money down here, it'll be menaka from Olam Haba, but that is their Schar Ne'elam Habetz, the actual Schar Ne'elam Habetz, really mavur like that from the Maaseh itself, because they took this leg, they're Shulchan Ne'elam Haba, whatever that means, that Schar that they're going to have is going to be missing, it's going to be missing a leg. So they're actually eating up the Ne'elam Haba. If they would keep it down here, and they would just be mafkir, they throw it out, that's not going to help, because it's true, they're not being netted from it, but when they get up there, it's going to be missing the leg, because what they got was actually that leg. They took their Schar, it's down here, and it's missing. The only way to replace that Schar is to actually take it and have it be brought back into Shemayim and put back in the table, and that's why it was necessary for them to daven. That's why it was necessary for them to be mispalo and have this nes that min Shemayim they took it back, as the Gemara says, Tana the Gadol Nes Achin Yosef min Arishon, that there had to actually be a new nes happen to take this and put it back in the table to replace their schar from Olam Haba. But if not for that, and a chinami, if they would have left it down here, even if they wouldn't be nana, at the end of the day, once you take your schar from Olam Haba, once you bring it down here, it's nisgashim, whatever form it became, and you no longer have that schar. That's the zahiris a person has to have, not to be nanim in Olam Haba too much. You take what you need, but whenever you're being nanim more than you need to do, you're getting into this territory of chalila, taking your schar in Olam Haba and being megashin down here. And when you get up there, you're gonna have charata that you wasted the schar on a little bit of hana down here instead of being zaychet to the ultimate hana, which is waiting for us in Olam Haba.